Sounds like fun.
Yeah, baby.
Weeknights at 7 on Fox 45.
This is Jeopardy. Today's contestants are a management consultant from Wynwood, Pennsylvania, Travis Gaylord. An emergency medicine physician from Atlanta, Georgia, Stephen Jackson. And our returning champion, a managing director from Newark, Delaware, Michelle Paul, whose two-day cash winnings total $30,122. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. I love champions who exhibit outwardly a great deal of pleasure when we tell them how much money they have won, and that's certainly the case with Michelle. I can't speak for Stephen and Travis yet, but we'll find out in this half hour. Good luck to all three of you. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And today, these categories are now in play. Writer's Toolbox, followed by State of the Estate. We'll give you the estates. Number your response. Each response begins with a number. For example, 7 years war would be a good response. Next category, potpourri, P in quotation marks. You know what that means. Followed by heaven and paradise. And finally,
African-American athletes from the National Museum of African-American History and Culture. The changes they made in sports and in society.
All right, champ, off you go.
Let's do Writer's Toolbox for 600.
It's the central message in a literary work. In music, it precedes and variations. Michelle.
What's a theme?
That's it.
Writer's Toolbox 800.
Boom, slam, pow are all examples of this. A word that imitates the sound it refers to. Michelle again.
What's onomatopoeia?
You got it.
Writer's Toolbox 1000.
It's the omission of one or more words in a sentence and the marks, such as three dots, to represent it. Stephen?
What is an ellipsis?
That's it.
Writer's Toolbox 400.
It's the overall emotion created by a work, or, in grammar, a verb form like subjunctive or imperative. Michelle?
What's the mood?
Mood, yes.
Number your response, 400.
Collectively, a jacket, a vest, and pants, all made from the same material and pattern. Michelle.
What's a three-piece suit?
Correct.
Number your response, 600.
Lucky multi-lobed sprout. Stephen.
What is a four-leaf clover?
Yes.
Potpourri for 600.
In the United States, we're familiar with the food pyramid. China has a guide called a food this structure. They refer to it as a food pagoda. Back to you, Stephen.
Potpourri for 4.
Crews in New Orleans organize these for Mardi Gras, and many build floats for them. Stephen?
What is a parade?
Yes.
Potpourri for 8.
A club for these people who always put things off has protested the War of 1812 and published last month's newsletter. Stephen?
What is a procrastinator?
Yeah.
Potpourri for 1,000.
If you're being this 11-letter word, you're condescending. If you're doing it, you're supporting a business. Michelle?
What is patronizing?
That's it.
Number your response, 800.
One made by Colt, starting in 1873, is Arizona's state firearm. Stephen?
Was it Colt 45?
Nope. Travis?
Was 45.
Yeah, the response had to begin with a number. Travis, pick again.
African-American athletes for 8.
All right, here we go. Sarah.
Arguably the greatest inside the ring and out, Muhammad Ali first won the heavyweight title by beating Sonny Liston in 1964. In the next few days, publicly adopting Islam, he changed his name from this and became an example of black pride and defiance of the establishment.
Travis.
Was Cassius Clay.
Correct.
1,000 athletes.
Jimmy has the clue.
Say hey. This bat was used in the 1965 Major League All-Star Game by this Giants center fielder. In a 2016 85th birthday message, President Obama called him the greatest living ball player.
Michelle?
Who is Hank Aaron?
Nope, sorry. Travis?
Who's Willie Mays?
Yes, say hey.
600. athletes.
Back to Jimmy.
One of the most memorable moments in Olympic history was when track stars Tommy Smith and John Carlos raised their fists in a Black Power salute in Mexico City in this year of escalated racial tensions, 6 months after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.
Michelle?
What is 1968?
You got it right, and that takes you to 2,800 into the lead, and it takes us into break number one. Back in a moment, folks. Travis Gaylord is a consultant from Pennsylvania who, while in the hospital once, alarmed the nurse because you were watching a basketball game.
I was.
How did this alarm her?
Well, I was watching my alma mater, the University of Virginia, in the basketball Final Four this year.
The Cavaliers.
They weren't doing very well in the Final Four game, and blood pressure went up, pulse went up. Nurses ran in and said, "What's going on?" I said, "It's just a basketball game." I said, "They aren't doing too well." They said, "You need to have faith." And
or you need to watch a chess match.
Or you need to watch a chess match.
Okay.
It all turned out well. So.
All right, good to have you here. Stephen Jackson, emergency medicine physician from Atlanta.
That's right.
Who got the message about being on Jeopardy how soon after you got married?
It was actually 6 days before we got married. Yes, sir, yeah. It was a very nice wedding present. Thank you very much. My wife did not get very much sleep right before we got married. So on Friday night, she didn't sleep very much, but I slept like a baby. But right before Jeopardy, I hardly slept at all. So she's a little mad at me for being more worried about being on Jeopardy than getting married.
You can explain it to her later. All right, Michelle Paul is our champion. She is from Newark, Delaware. I remember the correct pronunciation of that place. Now, you won a contest for writing a limerick about bagels. Can you do that limerick on stage here now?
Sure. I co-wrote it with my friend, and it went, "There was a young woman who boasted at all the brunch parties I've hosted. No omelets nor tea have been served by me. Only plain poppy sesame toasted."
All right. Way to go. Good. Pick up your signaling device and take a look at the board and select from the remaining clues up there.
State of the Estate 400.
The Turner Ingersoll Mansion, also known as the House of the Seven Gables. And that's in Massachusetts. Michelle?
State of the Estate 600.
Answer. Daily Double. You are still in the lead with 2,800.
I'll do 1,800.
18 it is. Here is the clue. The Pabst Mansion.
What is Michigan?
No, we had to go a little further to get to Wisconsin. All right, you dropped to 1,000. Go again.
Heaven and Paradise, 600.
Referenced in Revelation chapter 21, verse 21, and depicted here, they are a proverbial entranceway into heaven. Stephen?
What are the pearly gates?
Correct.
Heaven and Paradise, 400.
Achieving nirvana in Buddhism releases the subject from this, the law that fate is based on your actions in life. Michelle?
What is karma?
Correct.
Heaven and Paradise, 800.
A place of drinking and merrymaking. This musician's green is a heaven for sailors and cavalrymen. And that would be Fiddler's Green. Back to you, Michelle.
Heaven for 1,000.
The celestial city mentioned in The Pilgrim's Progress is also known as the heavenly This Real City. And that real city is Jerusalem. Michelle.
Number your response, 1,000.
Musical score designation, also known as a quaver. And that would be an eighth note. Michelle.
State of the Estate, 800.
Thomas Edison's Glenmont Estate. Travis.
What is New Jersey?
Good, less than a minute now.
State of the Estate, 4,000.
James Buchanan's Wheatland Estate. Travis.
What is Virginia?
No. Stephen.
What is Ohio?
No. What is Pennsylvania? Travis. Oh, yeah. You're going to have trouble living down.
I'm not going back home now.
Okay.
Right. African-American athletes of four, please.
All right, Sarah, back to you.
Dominating women's tennis, Althea Gibson broke the color barrier and became the first African-American to win the French and U.S. Open singles, as well as in 1957 and 1958, this oldest Grand Slam event.
Stephen.
What is Wimbledon?
Good.
Heaven and Paradise 2.
It's a nine-letter place of temporary suffering and purification prior to entry into heaven. Michelle?
What is purgatory?
Correct.
Athletes, too.
Sarah?
The Game Changers exhibit honors such athletes as this track and field star, whose four gold medals at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin upset Hitler's dreams to demonstrate Aryan superiority.
Travis.
It was Jesse Owens.
Right. And with that, you take the lead at 2,600. And Michelle gets to go first in our Double Jeopardy round right after this break. A very close game, but Michelle's in third place, and she picks first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. We deal with the 30 Years' War, followed by TV news shows, science, unfilmed novels, compound words. We're back in class, obviously. And finally, you can't take it with you. The whole category is devoted to items that, according to the TSA, you cannot take with you on the plane or even check it in your baggage. Michelle, start.
Compound words 400.
This tool lends its name to a type of puzzle made with it. Travis.
Was a jigsaw.
Good.
Science for 800.
It's a simple fundamental synonym for alkaline. Stephen.
What is basic?
Correct.
Science for 16.
Answer there, the Daily Double. You're $200 off the lead.
I will wager 2,000.
Okay. An atom or molecule that has an unpaired electron is called by this liberated name and can damage your cells.
What is a free radical?
That is it. You're in the lead.
Science for 2,000.
Grasshoppers undergo incomplete this transformation. The young look pretty much like adults, but need to grow and add wings. Travis?
What is metamorphosis?
That's it.
Can't take it with you for 1,600.
No booze above 70% alcohol. This proof. Travis?
What is 140?
That's correct. Always twice the alcohol content.
Shame I know that. 2,000. Can't take it with you.
No to the Note 7 model of this smartphone. Steven.
What is Samsung?
Yep.
You can't take it with you for 1,200.
None of this element used to disinfect pools and spas. Relax. They'll use it at the resort. Michelle?
What is chlorine?
Yes.
Compound words 800.
Outdoor public activity space for kids, often with a swing set. Stephen.
What is a playground?
You got it.
Compound words for 12.
Epistaxis is the medical term for this injury, for which you might need a tissue. Michelle.
What's a nosebleed?
Yes.
Compound words 16.
HMS Victory was this type of command vessel for Lord Horatio Nelson. Michelle.
What's a battleship?
No. Stephen or Travis? What is a flagship? Back to you, Michelle.
Compound words 2,000.
Getting to the core of things, the oldest and strongest part of a tree is the hard, dark center called this. It's known as heartwood. Back to you, Michelle.
Unfilmed novels 1,200.
He refused offers to film Foucault's Pendulum, perhaps because of his experience with the film of his first novel. Michelle.
Who is Eco?
Umberto Eco, correct.
Unfilmed novel 16.
Plenty of this author's works have made it to the screen, but Blood Meridian? Not yet. Stephen?
It was Cormac McCarthy?
Yes.
Unfilmed novels for 2,000.
Will Ferrell and John Belushi were considered to play Ignatius J. Reilly, but this novel is still unfilmed. Stephen?
What is a Confederacy of Dunces?
Correct.
Science for 12.
William Wollaston discovered palladium and lent his name to Britain's highest award for this earth science. Stephen.
What is geology?
Yes.
TV news shows for 12.
An NBC News crime show, or the listing of when and where a newspaper story was written. Stephen.
What is Dateline?
Yeah.
TV news shows for 16.
Margaret Brennan moderates this CBS weekend news show in which public affairs are debated by a panel of specialists. Travis.
What's Face the Nation?
That's it.
TV news shows for 2,000, please.
Before handing out justice on Fox News, she started one of the first domestic violence units in a U.S. prosecutor's office. Travis.
Who's Pirro?
Jeanine Pirro, yes.
You can't take it with you for eight.
Should go without saying, part two. None of these, whether of the fragmentation, smoke, or stun variety. Travis?
What's a grenade?
Yeah.
30 years war for 1600.
Yeah, I know. Under the reign of King Gustavus Adolphus, this Nordic nation established itself as a major military power in the war. Stephen?
What is Sweden?
You are right.
30 years war for 12.
This French cleric and politician got France into the war, in part to prevent Habsburg dominance. And that would be Cardinal Richelieu. Back to you, Stephen.
You can't take it with you for 4.
Should really go without saying, none of this Nobel stuff patented in 1867. Stephen.
What is dynamite?
Yep.
30 years war for 2.
Answer, fairly double. And you're in the lead.
I will wager 2,000.
Okay. The 1648 peace deal had Spain recognize the independence of this North Sea nation, ending both the 30 and the 80 years wars.
What is Iceland?
No, what is the Netherlands? So you're still in the lead, but it's closer. Go again.
TV news shows for 800.
Since 2013, weekday afternoons on CNN have featured the lead with this man. And this man is Jake Tapper. Less than a minute now, Stephen.
Science for 4.
More than 90% of all creatures are considered this, meaning they have no spinal column. Michelle.
What are invertebrates?
That's it.
Unfilled novels, 800.
Michael Chabon's Amazing Adventures novel is still unfilmed, with juicy parts for both Cavalier and this other title guy. Stephen.
Who is Clay?
Yes.
Unfilmed novels for 4.
Jerry Lewis was among those who desperately wanted to play him, J.D. Salinger's most famous character. Michelle.
Who is Holden Caulfield?
Right.
30 years war, 400.
During the war, Poland fought this country. The Polish king claimed to be its czar. Stephen.
What is Russia?
Good. Oh, we won't get any further in the round. And Stephen, 14,800. Travis, still at 11,000. Michelle has moved up to 4,400. And we take the three of you into Final Jeopardy now, dealing with this subject. Asian geography. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment with the clip.
In the Geico sequel ad, this is the two-word name Pinocchio uses for his dating profile. What is Pete-nocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
The category for final is Asian geography. Players, here's your clue. This 150 by 2.5 mile area, created in 1953, is now home to more than 100 endangered and protected species. 30 seconds. Good luck. Species have moved in there because of the absence of man. Champ, we come to you first. Michelle, what did you write down? You were writing for a long while. What did you put down? What is Coral Reef Reserve? Sorry, that is incorrect. It'll cost you $3,300, leaving you with $1,100. We go down to Travis now. He had $11,000, and he wrote down, what is the DMZ, the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea? And that is right. Your wager, sir. 3801, that takes you into a $1 lead over Stephen, who is not looking happy. Why? Pick the Great Barrier Reef. All right, how much did you lose? 7201, you're going to finish in second place. Travis Gaylord, congratulations, you're the new Jeopardy champ. Great way to start the week, isn't it? Enjoy the moment. Come back and play again tomorrow. And you too, we hope.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by FDGuard, the free meal companion for meal-triggered indigestion.
Finally, there's something that helped with my indigestion and discomfort after eating. My doctor recommended FDGuard. She told me FDGuard is specially formulated with natural ingredients and can help with my meal-triggered indigestion.